In response to their requests for proposals for the management of the cold storage and belt freezer facilities, the City of Wrangell received proposals from only one company, Wrangell Seafoods. In order to even be considered, WSI had to become current with the City of Wrangell. This was a stipulation in the request for proposals. As stated in a June 6 letter from WSI CEO Terry Montford, the company has paid their outstanding bills with three cashier's checks. One check was for roughly $70,000 for late loan payments, taxes, harbor fees, fillet line lease, and other miscellaneous invoices. Part of this amount covers previous bad checks written to the city by WSI. Another check was for over $12,000, which is less than half the amount the city claims WSI owes for attorney fees. Montford states WSI does not accept the entire legal bill and thinks their payment of over $12,000 is fair compensation to the city. Their third check is for close to $3,000 for an electrical connection fee. Montford writes that this is a down payment on the total invoice, which is close to $30,000. WSI plans to pay the rest of the amount in 5 monthly installments. The issue of whether or not WSI can remain current was brought up by Assembly members Ernie Christian and Wilma Stokes. WSI has a history of being late on their utility bill, and this expense will be significantly larger if they become manager of the cold storage. Both the City Council and city staff have claimed on a number of occasions that the city will not subsidize the cold storage. If the Assembly approved WSI's proposals, Assembly member Christian wanted some assurance.
Yes, direction to the city manager. I'd like to make sure that we protect the ratepayers in Wrangell. We don't want to subsidize this, but... And potentially this could run into hundreds of thousands of dollars if payment's not made on time.
Assemblymember Warren Edgley will assist City Manager Bob Prunella in this task, although Edgley thinks WSI should be given more allowances.
I think as long as WSI makes a good faith effort to pay their bills on time, we need to be a little more flexible than saying, pay on this date or we're shutting you off.
Assemblymember Christian pointed out that the city will not be able to shut off power to the cold storage once it's running because it will be holding other customers' product. The Wrangell Assembly unanimously approved the proposals from WSI for the management of the cold storage and belt freezer facilities. Negotiations between WSI and the city manager will still need to take place before the final contract is drawn up. This will go before the Assembly at their next meeting on June 24th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.